We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
There is increasing pushback from public employees as vaccine mandates go into effect in California, including some police departments and fire agencies. And for more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Matier. So, Phil, how much resistance is there in California?
Quite a bit. Nationwide, there's been about 2,500 outbreaks in various public safety sectors of COVID virus. And a lot of the problem appears to be that public safety people, along with other city and county employees, there's a good number of them that aren't getting vaccinated. And that's coming up against not only concern about health issues, but also about deadlines set by, say, for example, the city and county of San Francisco, which is now starting to enforce its vaccination mandate, especially for public safety personnel, and it's receiving pushback both in the form of people not being vaccinated and in those now looking for religious exemptions and filing for a religious exemption against having to get vaccinated.
So what do you do if you're the city? I mean, or I suppose if you're a fire person or you're a police officer and you don't want to get it, you just say, hey, it's against my religious belief, and that's a problem solved for them, right?
No. What they think is it's a problem solved for them. What we had was, you know, people, especially, you know, for example, over 200 or about 200 police officers and support staff in San Francisco have asked for religious exemptions. And there's about 366 that have not been vaccinated. So of those, about 200 are asking for the exemption, Dan. But you can't just walk in and check the box and say, I get an exemption. Some of them have actually went in some of the boxes. They're not releasing any names, have said, you know, what's your religious belief? And they say atheist or agnostic. That's not an exemption, okay? So you have to go in and you're going to be interviewed about whether it's a legitimate religious exemption. And it can't be something like, I don't like people telling me what to do, or it's a government conspiracy, or I'm fearful about, let's say, a future pregnancy, or things like that. That's not going to wash. Now, even if you get the exemption, it doesn't necessarily mean you get to keep your job, because some of these jobs, let's say like a sheriff's department or police or a fire department or public health workers, they all interact with the public at very, very close quarters. And you can't do that even if you have an exemption. I mean, it's not like you get an exemption, all of a sudden that means you can go and get in contact with people. It doesn't exempt you from the virus. And so if there's not an administrative place for you to go, you could lose your job.
Do you envision a situation, and make just a brief answer, please, where we could have some staff shortages for police and fire?
We already do. Sometimes what we have is somebody gets infected, and then, as you know, people have to quarantine, and that has a domino effect. Whether it be long-term staff shortages, that's the problem they're working at. And it's not just police and fire. It's also bus drivers. They have a very high unvaccinated rate in San Francisco.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly! sports.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.